Continuing with Alice, those who were permitted to react appropriately throughout their childhood, i.e., with anger, to the pain, wrongs, and denial inflicted upon them either consciously or unconsciously, will retain this ability to react appropriately in later life too. When someone wounds them as adults, they will be able to recognize and express this verbally, but they will not feel the need to lash out in response. This need arises only for people who must always be on their guard to keep the dam that restrains their feelings from breaking. For if this dam breaks, everything becomes unpredictable. Thus, it is understandable that some of these people, fearing unpredictable consequences, will shrink from any spontaneous reaction. The others will experience occasional outbursts of inexplicable rage directed against substitute objects, or will resort repeatedly to violent behavior such as murder or acts of terrorism. A person who can understand and integrate his anger as part of himself will not become violent. He has the need to strike out at others only if he is thoroughly unable to understand his rage. If he was not permitted to become familiar with this feeling as a small child, was never able to experience it as a part of himself because such a thing was totally unthinkable in his surroundings.